Public Broadcasting Network.
Welcome back. This is the second hour of Spingola Speaks. This is Deanna Spingola. Our guest today is Dave Martin. His website is dcdave.com. We will accept calls after the next break at 877-488-5350. Presidents Truman and Eisenhower introduced and mobilized propaganda as an official peacetime practice. Gun-toting dictators make demands, but democracies use propaganda to persuade citizens to accept ideas, points of view, or policy positions as if the communication were immediately or ultimately their own. It was a war of words and an integral component of the government's foreign policy operation. The government used propaganda in order to promote the Cold War operation. Much of the planning for the Cold War took place during the administration of these two presidents. Truman established the Psychological Strategy Board as part of the CIA on April 4, 1951, with Gordon Gray, who was a member of the Council on Foreign Relations, as its first director, and Henry Kissinger, a Harvard professor, was Gray's consultant.
Yeah, I think Gordon Gray is a North Carolinian, like your present guest here. I think he's the same family as the Bowman Gray School of Medicine at Winston-Salem. If we may reflect a little on how people learn and what they think they know, my father was a history major at Wake Forest College. It was then all male back then. And was a school principal, and what I call a tribal Democrat. And he named my younger son Franklin D.
Oh, yikes.
Donald, not Delano, but because he was such an admirer of Roosevelt. And the first president, or former president at that time, when I saw in the flesh, was Harry Truman. When he came and spoke to the Nashville, North Carolina Harvest Festival during the 1960 campaign for Kennedy, and people were shouting out to Truman, "Give him hell, Harry," and we were all in the in the thick of it. And most people, it's been said, they don't really learn anything new after the age 11, that they get their political ideas from their father, in most cases. And by the age 11, it's pretty well fixed. And it doesn't change. They just fit everything that they learn later into that. And I feel fortunate that I've been able to break away from that. I don't know what Daddy would think about this poem, "Hapless Haberdasher Harry." He gave China to the communists and Palestine to the Jews, and you want me to admire him? I'm sorry, I refuse.
Wow. I love your poems. They're wonderful.
And I have a link to this "Admire Him," you know, on the Wikipedia page for the historian's ratings of presidents. And they've got Harry Truman up there like in the top five.
Well, they've done that with a lot of presidents who have been guilty of taking us into warfare. I mean, we have the Lincoln Memorial for a person who took us to war and killed almost 700,000 people.
It seems, in fact, that their measure of greatness is how many Americans they got killed.
Yes.
You know, if you use that standard, I think you'll find a strong correlation between their measures of greatness and the number of people they got killed, particularly Americans, but also foreigners as well.
Oh, my.
Yeah. Lincoln, Roosevelt, Woodrow Wilson.
Yes.
Harry Truman.
There
you go.
Wow. And then we have characters who were in the CIA, such as Frank Wisner, who was a Wall Street lawyer. And most of the people that that staffed the CIA were from Wall Street. Okay, we do have to take a quick break. We'll be right back in 3 minutes.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus meat eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze-dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in seven different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
We'll take your calls at 877-488-5350. Our guest today is Dave Martin. His website is dcdave.com, and we were talking about Frank Wisner, and he was actually a partner at Franklin D. Roosevelt's old law firm on Wall Street, and he was charged with disseminating propaganda, waging economic warfare, sabotage, and all kinds of things.
I think he coined the term the mighty Wurlitzer for the propaganda machine.
Yes.
Wurlitzer being an organ.
With Alan Dulles, Richard Helms, and Philip Graham, he established Operation Mockingbird, correct?
He got two guys there that committed suicide, so Philip Graham and Frank Wisner. How about that?
You mean like... like Forrestal?
It bears looking into, I think.
Yes. Now, Catherine Graham is the, she was the wife of Philip Graham, and she was the daughter of Eugene I.
Meyer,
yes. Who was a
Wall Street.
partner
Rothschild man, I think.
Yes, and was a partner with Bernard Baruch in his Alaska gold mining company, and Bernard Baruch is the only person in 1933 who didn't have to turn in his gold.
Isn't that interesting?
Yes.
I have a coffee cup that bears the reproduction of Bernard Baruch's stock on that I bought when I was on a cruise out in Alaska on the coffee cup. It's got a... I can find it here. Alaska Gold Mining. Alaska Juneau Gold Mining Company.
Yes.
Benjamin Bernard M. Baruch, owner, May 28, 1915. How about that? Did you bring that up?
Yes. He made a lot of money during World War One.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. We're talking millions of dollars.
A war profiteer.
Yes.
Yep.
Wow. And, okay, so getting back to Truman, he did support the Morgenthau Plan, and he was very supportive. He thought, the Jews need a state because of the Holocaust, and they were oppressed and deserved a homeland, and all kinds of things.
Well, at least he gave lip service to that. That was the rationale that he used. Whether in his heart of hearts he actually believed that is another matter.
Sure.
But it provided political cover, at least.
Yes, and still does.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Huh. Go ahead.
No, go ahead. If there's long enough time, I'm just looking across at my poem, To a Journalist Dying Old, in due time. If we need a little filler, I can throw that in.
Okay, well, we do have some callers lining up, so... you want to do your poem?
Well, it relates to some things we've been talking about. It's a fairly recent poem of mine. It's a paraphrase of E. Houseman's poem, To an Athlete Dying Young.
Okay. Do the poem and then we'll
okay.
Take
when the news you did distort with your spook-approved report, the boys at Langley gave a cheer and helped you with your press career.
Oh.
Through the ranks you quickly rose, pouring out your tainted prose. You gained riches, you gained fame. We knew your face, we knew your name. You did what you had to do, and those around you did it too. You played the game, you knew the score. Now your old byline is no more. Too bad you chose to swell the rout of those who sold their country out, who took their silver shamelessly while we lost our liberty. There were those who smelled the rat, but you would have none of that. You brushed off all their valid claims. Then you archly called them names. Paranoid, you said they were, and let your audience infer that there was no fire behind the smoke, when you knew that was a joke. The flames of the corruption fire day by day are climbing higher. But the world that we now face is cool beside your resting place.
Whoa. Oh, my goodness, Dave, that was wonderful.
Well,
you are so good. You are really gifted.
Well, they read better than they... I mean, they're meant to do orally, you know. That's why I've committed a lot of poems to memory, particularly Houseman poems, which are just... They're so good recited.
Yes.
It's better oral than verbal on the printed page. And
oh, absolutely.
Of course, who's ruined poetry in this country? The people like Garrison Keillor, they don't know how to read a poem. They get into this poetry reading mode, and they all sound the same.
Yeah, that was very good, too. All right. Let's take Art in Philadelphia. Art, welcome to the program.
Dina, thank you for taking my call. Getting back to the anthrax issue. Hello?
Yes.
Yes,
okay.
Go ahead.
To the anthrax issue, I was looking at the means, the motive, and the opportunity. And looking at that, it comes out to be Teva Pharmaceuticals. They were a subsidiary. They basically make generic drugs. They're a subcontractor to Merck. Merck was the one who helped set up Fort Detrick. They had, prior to 9/11, they had military-grade anthrax in Tel Aviv, and they built the vaccine. After the anthrax scandal, they win the contracts for Cipro. So they had the means, the motive, and the opportunity. What's your opinion of Teva Pharmaceuticals being involved with the whole anthrax issue?
Wow.
That sounds fairly plausible. I mean,
they had Cipro too, right? The antidote.
And that's the antidote,
right.
Yeah.
Well, to have the antidote, you had to have the military-grade anthrax virus to begin with.
Yes.
Right.
And where do they get it? They work hand-in-glove with the Fort Detrick people.
Bingo. Uh-huh. And then Charles Schumer awards them the contract for making the anthrax virus after the incident.
That reminds me of Michael Chertoff having the contract for the scanners at the airport.
Correct. After the shoe bomber scandal. Correct.
Right, right. There's a detect a pattern here.
Right.
Yes.
Right. When you mention the scanners, just a little bit off topic, is they gave the contracts to Deepak Chopra's company. You know, there isn't an American company in the entire country here that could make the scanners. They had to give it to an Indian company to make sure we're politically correct with the job outsourcing.
Wow. Yeah.
Right.
That's
but
another
anyhow,
issue altogether.
Yeah, but with respect to the anthrax virus, I don't hear anybody mentioning Teva Pharmaceuticals, and they, to me, they have the means, the motive, the opportunity, and they got the contracts after the deed was done.
Mm. Right. We don't hear that. We don't read that in the newspaper, right?
No.
Yeah, that's something maybe you need to do some more research on.
Well, I did do the research. On the internet, it shows they clearly had military-grade anthrax virus in Tel Aviv prior to 9/11. And since they're basically based out of southeastern Pennsylvania and New Jersey, they're right next to the location where the anthrax virus was discovered. For instance, the Pennington, New Jersey post office. That's like within, you know, 15, 20 miles of their facility.
Oh, yeah, that's true. That's a big pharmaceutical location up there in New Jersey.
Right.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, Art, you are wonderful. Your research is wonderful. Thank you so much for sharing it.
And my email address is on my website. If you want to flesh that out a little more, please send anything you have on it to me.
Okay, I will.
Maybe I can get an article out of this.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
You got it. Bye.
Okay, let's take Richard in Washington. Richard?
Yeah, Art's right on. Great information. He's talking about the current history. I'd like to take it back a little notch to Roosevelt.
Okay.
Roosevelt, to me, was the pivotal point in our nation, if you want to call it what's currently our corporation, our nation. He essentially made our country bankrupt with the banking powers, or what is it called? I forget what it was called.
Oh, right, the Emergency Act in 1933. Mm-hmm.
Well, he elaborated on the Emergency Powers Act, but it was called the Banking Act. I forget what the actual title of it was. But in that bankruptcy, essentially, he dissolved the corporation that had been created in the Civil War before and after. And at that point in time, in my perspective, as I study history, when you dissolve a corporation, everything in that corporation is dissolved. So we have no more Congress, no more president, no more judges, no more courts, no more anything that we consider our former nation. And we're now living in a matrix of words that have no meaning based on that dissolving of the bank of the corporation. And I think he supported that by saying things in his lifetime that there are no accidents in history, and from then on presidents would be selected, or at that time presidents are selected and not voted on and elected. So just comment on that, and then if you have more time, I have another larger thing, but that would take a little more time. Go ahead.
Well, first, I think that sometimes they make mistakes in their selection. Let's take the Kennedy election, sort of selection in 1960. I think Kennedy proved to be a bit of a joker in the deck. And I would recommend James Douglas's book on the Kennedy assassination. I mean, he talks about the transformation that occurred in Kennedy after his infant son died. And, you know, he began to think much, much deeper. And
hold that thought, gentlemen. We are going to a 3-minute break. We will be right back. And please stay on the line, Richard. We'll be right back.
As business becomes more difficult, control of cash and the ability to borrow becomes critical. Working capital cash is your greatest insurance and guarantee of financial stability in these uncertain times. Equipment leasing allows you to obtain the income-producing equipment that your business needs and pay for it with tax-free, ever-devaluing dollars. Money that you've already earned and paid taxes on should be sparingly used. That is your reserve capital, safety net. We are also able to buy and lease back equipment that you already own and have depreciated, thereby making more cash available for your present-day needs. For a complete, comprehensive explanation as to how this financial truth will benefit your business future, call Bob New Incorporated at 888-639-2621. 888-639-2621. Keep your working capital cash reserves and borrowing capability. 888-639-2621.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. TerraVim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from TerraVim? Simple. TerraVim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to TerraVim.com. That's TerraVim.com. TerraVim, the best supplements on earth.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Welcome back. Our guest today is Dave Martin. His website is dcdave.com. And you were talking about President Kennedy with Richard, our caller. So please pick that up.
Yeah, well, I was saying that's when they make mistakes in their selection process, they have to undo it by assassination. And maybe also Richard Nixon was getting a little bit too big for his britches and too independent of the selectors, the puppet masters.
Well,
and
my take on
Watergate.
My take on the whole thing is, and just to follow my first thought, on March 9th, 1933, Roosevelt enacted the Emergency Banking Act, and that basically declared the United States corporation insolvent. But to, in response to you, I think Kennedy started out as being the ideal person to take over the matrix of the United States. But when he found out about how the military had been taken over by, in 1954, the use of the silent weapons for quiet wars and implementing social engineering, and then he found out about how the CIA had kind of turned against the United States, and then essentially found more things that were really the reversal of what he thought the United States was all about. He turned
They found out they were trying to really get us involved in a nuclear war with the Cuban Missile Crisis. It was military
exactly.
advisors. I mean,
exactly.
The only one that was giving him good advice was his brother Robert, apparently.
And that's it. Right. They stayed together and kind of maintained, and that's why they were both taken out. They were kind of riding against the hidden hand, and that was that. And that's essentially what happens in history. As soon as you go against the hidden hand eliminates you in one form or another, and you were talking about Richard Nixon. He was neutralized because of, quote-unquote, he was starting to chafe at the bit of the hidden hand.
Yeah, and after his reelection, I mean, he would have been free to do what he really thought was right.
Exactly.
And he'd won a pretty big mandate.
Richard Dwayne Willing talks about this in his book, The 12th and Final Religion, and he's very perceptive, and so that's a good book to look at. Very interesting. And of course, you know, when on March 9th, 1933, when he issued those executive orders 6073, 6102, 6111, and 6260, he declared that America was bankrupt, and he said, and I quote, "All the property of this country now belongs to the state and will be used for the good of the state," unquote.
And one thing I don't discuss, or don't think is discussed enough at that point in time, is who was the receiver of the bankruptcy. My kind of studies indicate that it was the Federal Reserve. That in essence, the Federal Reserve and their board of governors became the true, what we call the nation of America at that point in time. Mm. And now we are all just all leaned against and beholding to the Federal Reserve, though they may have transferred it to the United Nations and the IMF. I'm thinking that unless you understand that we are just employees of the corporatocracy under the United Nations, you're just barking up trees that are never going to get you anywhere.
Yeah. Well, in that context, might I recommend Naomi Prince's book, It Takes a Pillage? And she really gets into the we already have a bad bank. It's called the Federal Reserve. It's one of her chapters. And she was an insider. She was at the Goldman Sachs, so she knows what's what. It Takes a Pillage is the name of the book, and I'm reading it right now, not through it, but it's a heck of a book.
Interesting.
And if you take Clint Richards' work and take that to the end, you find that we are all corporations. We are all being ruled, as stated in The Rich and the Super Rich, by boards of directors that are essentially the same people, the same quote-unquote inbreeding families. And when you understand that, you know who the enemy is, and I think that's why the Webbot guys have pointed out that there's going to be quote-unquote a revolution. I think the revolution is the fact that we are now understanding who really holds the hidden hand, and the people are kind of rising up against that hidden hand.
Right.
So who are we supposed to vote for this fall?
We're not supposed to vote. By signing up to vote, you are becoming a corporate employee. What we want to do is remove ourselves from the corporate game, and you know, putting on the ballot none of the above, I think, is probably the best solution.
Exactly.
I have a poem called Barron Summit about that. 40 years and counting since Kennedy was killed, and our vacuum of leadership still has not been filled. Why should those shoes present such difficulty in filling? The candidates are weeded out by those who did the killing.
Yikes.
Right on.
That's it. And it comes down to a weeded out choice every time.
Well, like Roosevelt said, they're all selected. They're not elected.
What are the chances, too, for Skull and Bonesman, the choice when we had between John Kerry and George W.?
Well, I can only suggest we wait for Clint Richardson's new video where he's going to point out that all these selected leaders are all interrelated. They're all cousins, and this is part of the inbred line that is thinking that the world is theirs due to their influence.
Sure. All righty, we do have to take a three-minute break. Thank you so much, Richard, for your phone call and your information. We will be right back in 3 minutes.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Do you need that sustained boost of energy, but want a more natural way of attaining it without the jolt and crash or the jitters you get from coffee and energy drinks? Zoom Tea is the healthy, sugar-free pick-me-up for body, mind, and soul. Does your coffee help you with weight control, mental clarity, anti-cancer properties, or give you an immune system boost? How about helping to stabilize your blood pressure, reduce your cholesterol, and increase your regularity? Now you can have all these health benefits with Zoom Tea. Check out ZoomTea.com or call our friendly staff at 575-936-7000. That's 575-936-7000. A one-month supply of Zoom Tea is only $20, and you get free shipping. Add chai seed to your order for only $12.95 to increase your benefits. Go to ZoomTea.com. That's ZoomTea.com to learn more. Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at HerbalHealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. HerbalHealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to HerbalHealer.com today. HerbalHealer.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendovite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendivite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendivite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
All righty, welcome back. Our guest today is Dave Martin. His website is dcdave.com, and we have Sunny on the telephone from Idaho. Welcome to the program.
Good morning, Jim. I've got to say, Spingola Speaks and Bruce McCarthy's Datum Line are my favorite RBN shows, and DC Dave is absolutely my favorite of all your guests. I wanted to ask if either of you can remember a book written by Yves DuPont, called Hope of the Wicked. I believe it was written in 1999. But that's what got me, well, my husband and me both, interested in looking into all of this hidden history. And I've been trying to put my hands on that book since I've been listening to you this morning, and I can't find it. But I recall him in there with pictures of Harry Truman and all of the named players, and he said that Harry S. Truman stood for Harry Solomon Truman, and you say he was a Baptist, and I seem to recall Yves DuPont saying that he was Jewish.
I've heard that, you know, and you know, they always said that S stood for nothing, it was just S. Well, that's kind of suspicious, isn't it? It stands for suspicious. I don't know. I don't know. Of course, there's also the question, is Abraham Lincoln Jewish, too? But,
yes, true.
Sonny, what was the name of the book?
Hope of the Wicked.
Oh, okay. Okay. Sounds like an interesting book.
Well, I didn't get their
like
name.
I say, the Help of the Wicked, the author's name was Eve, Yves DuPont.
I don't know. If you could email me that, I can... It's news to me, actually.
And my email address. DuPont made a lot of money off of war, too.
Yeah.
Well, thanks so much for such a wonderful program. God bless you.
I appreciate it.
Thank you, Sonny.
Yeah.
All righty, let's take Leslie in Indiana. Leslie, welcome to the program.
Now, this is Rosalie from Indianapolis.
Oh, okay.
If you can hear me.
Yes, thank you.
Oh, great. Hi, dear. Listen, I was so appreciated, your last caller before her, speaking about rich and the super rich. That sort of changed my mind a lot. And Mary Till, National Organization for Women, local chapter, was the one who told me to read that if I wanted to understand America. And as far as voting, I so appreciate D.C. Martin and you weighing in on this, because I do think it's important to vote, and if we vote third party, because they go to all that trouble to get on the ballot, especially in some states like Indiana, if they're against war. And this is what Greg Bacon over at Karen Washing of the Brain is asking us to do, to make it harder for the Zionists to win.
Now, I think the last time I voted for a presidential candidate was a protest vote for Ross Perot, just because he was a third-party candidate. But we really haven't even had those on the ballot recently.
Yes. Well, what do you think about Gary Johnson, D.C.? Libertarians chose him, as you know.
Well, I might bother to go down if there's someone besides a Democrat or Republican.
Yes, well, the Libertarians have succeeded, at least, in getting on the ballot in every state. So thank you for that consideration.
Well, it's very difficult to get on the ballot here in Virginia, though.
Oh, yes. But if they'll be on the ballot, I swear there'll be a third party on the ballot in Virginia.
Great. I still have my Ross Perot button.
Yay! Thank you so much. We love your show. You know that, Tiana. Bye-bye.
Thank you. All righty. Thank you, Rosalie. All righty. The book, The Rich and the Super Rich, is a very good book. And, let's, you know, these things about Truman. I mean, he certainly is an enigma. He was, as I understand, a high-ranking Freemason. And that's
that's true. That's correct. Yeah, it's a very high-ranking Freemason.
From what I have read about Freemasonry, particularly in the book Under the Sign of the Scorpion by Lurie, L-U-R-I, the Masons tend to be a very destructive group of people. And when you look at the background of the Manhattan Project, when you look at the destruction in Japan, when it was unnecessary, when you look at other destructive kinds of events, you often find Freemasons behind it.
Mm.
I know I'm gonna get email on this, but oh well.
Yeah, well, on the subject of the control of the country by the super rich, my brother, who lives down in North Carolina, is suspicious of the John Edwards trial all along. Said his problem was he got off script with his Two Americas message. That there's a rich America and there's the rest of us.
Yes.
And that was unapproved. And see what happens, this prominent politician who gets off script.
Right, and of course that has happened to other people. Elliot Spitzer, when he said, maybe we need to investigate 9/11 more deeply, and then within seconds, I mean, he was on TV they always have something that they can accuse you of. They do investigations into your background so that they know whether it's the letters that Woodrow Wilson wrote to Mary Peck, or whether it's some other thing They always have something to get you on, to embarrass you with, or to incarcerate you for.
Yeah. Jim Trafficant comes to mind.
Yes. Absolutely.
Have you had Trafficant on your show?
No, somebody gave me a phone number for him recently in the last week, and I've called that number several times. Nobody ever answers, but I would love to have him on my program. I've long admired him.
Yeah, I don't know. If he may be at Freedom Palooza again this year, you know, up in near Easton, Pennsylvania. You can go on YouTube and see his speech.
Right.
At Freedom Palooza last year. That guy is, he's got all the right enemies.
Yeah, he sure does. He sure does. He was just out in California at a conference, and he's something. He's wonderful.
Yeah. Yeah, well, there are various techniques. The honey trap is a favorite that they use with people, or most men have weaknesses in that regard, or if it's a homosexual weakness, they'll find that in a hurry. I think that's one reason they tend to prefer homosexuals. They're more blackmailable.
Oh, sure.
People who are heterosexual.
Exactly.
The first man's resume should be unassailable, but that'll be the day. He wouldn't be blackmailable, that's what I'm at.
Sure.
Presidential qualifications.
And I think they all always set these things up so that, in case, well, like with Woodrow Wilson, there just happened to be somebody down in, where'd he go? He went to Bermuda or somewhere for vacation. His doctor told him to go on a vacation.
Mm-hmm.
And then he goes on a vacation. And he immediately meets somebody down there. And I think that these people are kind of thrown into the path of the politicians in order to present an environment where the politician may compromise themselves.
Mm. Yeah, and people who have this drive for political power generally have a rather strong testosterone drive. They're more vulnerable than the average person, I think, to that type of...
Sure.
And they thought they had... They thought that John Kennedy would have been eminently blackmailable in that way.
Right.
And he proved not to be. Which was a serious miscalculation on their part, I think.
Right, except where Marilyn Monroe is concerned.
Yeah, well, there's another mysterious death for you.
Sure. Very, very mysterious.
Yeah.
And we talked about this just recently, about her and about the people who were in her sphere of influence that probably, in fact, the suspicion is that her psychiatrist murdered her, or that he had the lady that he hired to be her roommate or housekeeper murder her, because, I mean, it was 6 hours before they actually called the police. And she was also on a lot of barbiturates and that kind of thing. And I'm not sure who the person was that introduced JFK to Marilyn Monroe, but it's very suspicious.
Mm.
Very suspicious. All righty, we will take your calls at 877-488-5350. And all of this is very interesting. When we look back in history, we don't usually associate Truman with an assassination attempt. But if you look at all of the presidents that have been killed or who have had attempts made upon them, given the number of presidents we've had...
It's a pretty high percentage.
It's a pretty high percentage.
It's an incredibly high percentage.
I mean, what is it, like a quarter of them?
Well, yeah, I think maybe at least. There's a Wikipedia site on that, and I did a little research after I wrote the article. I've added an addendum, that it's interesting that Truman doesn't appear at least at the last... time I checked, is one who He didn't appear on the letter bomb page. There's a Wikipedia page for letter bombs. There's a Wikipedia page for assassination attempts on presidents, and he didn't appear.
Right.
But obviously he deserves to appear. Well, now you got to wonder, well, who else is not there?
Yes. Now, is Reagan there?
Yeah, I'm sure Reagan is there, yeah. And Gerald Ford's there.
Right. Oh, yes. I didn't even think about him.
Yeah.
And then if you count the number of Russians that were assassinated before they took over that country in 1917.
Yes.
I mean, we're talking about a lot of politicians who have been assassinated.
Yeah. I mean, go back and Kristallnacht in Germany. What precipitated that? It was an assassination of a German government official.
Yes.
And it was a sort of spontaneous outrage.
Right.
So David Irvin has written, and he can't find any indication that Hitler was behind that at all. He tried to rein it in, actually, according to Irvin.
Right, he did.
And it was sort of a natural, spontaneous outrage. They're killing our leaders. And
yes.
it was a Jewish assassin. So,
all righty. Let's take Rick in Arizona. Rick, welcome to the program.
Yeah, good morning, folks.
Hi.
I just want to shed some light on Marilyn Monroe. You know, she had to be taken out first before they could kill John Kennedy. She was married to Arthur Miller, who was a playwright, Jewish, and when he would go to Israel, he would hang out with Menachem Begin. Now, a person like that who circled high in the Jewish mafia could not be left alive to witness the murder of Kennedy. Nobody could trust Marilyn or the people around her. She may have been told things to impress her, to get her into bed, whatever. She had to be taken out first. And that's one of the things the mafia would say is, if this thing's going to come unraveled, it'll be because of a woman.
Oh, okay. Now, at what point in time was she married to Arthur Miller?
I think it was somewhere in the late 50s, early 60s.
Okay. That was in her past by that time.
That was in her past, but you remember, even to the end, she was circling high in the Jewish culture. I mean, she was, you know, she had a Jewish psychiatrist, she had converted to Judaism. You know, the whole thing about her was, you know, she was surrounded in the highest circles of that community.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody like that could not be left alive to commit that crime against Kennedy.
Yeah.
If she really loved him, who knows what she might have said, how she could get the fuse burning on who the culprits really were. So she was taken out a year before they decided to kill Kennedy. A year before.
Miller left his first wife, Mary Slattery, in June of 1956, and on June 25th, he married Marilyn Monroe.
Yeah.
And then they had met on April 23rd of 1951 and had a brief affair.
Well, Miller was at the highest levels of Zionism. I mean, he hung out with people like Menachem Begin when he would go to Tel Aviv.
Really? That's interesting news. I didn't know that at all.
Oh, yeah. So she was circling at the highest levels. And, you know, who knows what somebody might have told her, or if she left a trail, or she would try to, you know, somebody like that had to be taken out first.
Yes. Whoa, this is very interesting, Rick. Thank you so much.
Okay, thank you, people.
All righty, we have Richard. He is called back. Richard, welcome to the program again. No? Okay, Richard isn't on the line. He just wants to know the name of the title of the book that, Dave, you were discussing earlier. And I'm not sure which
Nomi Prince's book, maybe? It Takes a Pillage?
Yes. It Takes a Pillage?
It Takes a Pillage. That should be easy to remember.
Yes.
And it's a good, clever title, and it's quite apt.
Okay, It Takes a Pillage. And what's the name of the lady that wrote that?
Her first name is Nomi, Last name Prinz. Prinz. Nomi Prinz.
Okay.
It takes a pillage.
Very clever.
Yeah. Yeah.
All righty. We do have Rosalie call back, and she wants to ask a question. We are going to the break, but we'll take you on, and you can stay over the break. So, Rosalie, your question?
Thank you. Yes, I used to be in the convent. I was a poor handmaid of Jesus Christ in Indiana. So I was, at that time, we were all so glued in to John Kennedy, and I so appreciate all this discussion of him. He did change.
Okay. Rosalie, hold that thought. We will be back in 3 minutes. So stay over, okay? Be right back.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
We are back, and our guest has been Dave Martin, a real historian, researcher, and gifted poet. His website is dcdave.com, and we were talking, Rosalie was asking a question or making a comment, so your comment, Rosalie.
Yes, thank you. I would definitely now would like to get into that fact that Kennedy was a Catholic, has been the only Catholic to ever be elected, and his murder... He didn't even make it through full office. And I wondered if D.C. has given thought to that in all his analysis of that and all the surrounding the killing of Kennedy.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. Right. And, of course, his brother was Catholic. Mm-hmm. And it also raises the question of another, what turned out to be a very suspicious death. You mentioned a convent. It was the most famous monk of the 20th century, Thomas Merton.
Yes.
We're looking into his death right now.
Oh, my goodness. You got me to get chills.
Yeah.
Serious.
It was very strange, you know.
Really?
I
don't remember the details.
It took place in Thailand, you know. It was hard to get at him because he spent most of his time in the monastery in Kentucky. And he was invited to this conference, a sort of an ecumenical conference, and he was interested in Buddhism.
Mm-hmm.
And one might say he was lured to Thailand, and the man who invited him is a bishop whose later come out as a homosexual. Can't think of his name, but there's lots of scandal around the guy.
Mm-hmm.
And anyway, apparently there's a paucity of information about his death. You know, we haven't found anything on an actual death certificate.
Mm-hmm.
Supposedly, after taking a shower during the middle of the day, during a break from the conference, he touched a fan in the room that was had a short circuit in it that electrocuted him to death.
Wow!
They say.
Wow.
sounds like murder to me.
And there are colleagues of his who thought it was murder all along.
Mm-hmm.
And he was transported back to the United States on a U.S. military plane.
Really?
Yes, that's a fact. We know that. And I didn't realize just how influential Thomas Merton was until I read James Douglas's book on the Kennedy assassination.
Oh,
Douglas
yes.
is a Catholic writer, a leading peace activist.
Would you repeat the title of that book?
The title of the book?
Mm-hmm.
I can't think of it,
John Douglas. It's new to me.
The JFK and the Unspeakable.
Okay.
JFK and the Unspeakable. Douglas is spelled with two S's at the end. James Douglas, Douglass. You go to that book and just go to the index and look for Thomas Merton. And he influenced people at a very high level, including the Kennedys, toward peace.
All righty. Guess what, folks? We're out of time. I'm so sorry. This is just, it's been wonderful today. Thank you so much, Dave.
Bye.
We'll do this again soon, okay?
Thank you, love. And thank you. Thank you so much, Mark. Bye-bye.
Bye. All righty. Talk to you tomorrow, listeners. Bye-bye.